USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is testifying before a House panel on Thursday. She's pressing congressional leaders to spend more money aggressively to keep up with economic trends. Yellen telling that panel the government operating budget was designed for 2010.
While our portfolio has grown to match the urgency of this moment, our annual budget has not grown in tandem, and the funding provided to administer new programs is temporary.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says there's a record amount of drugs coming in from Mexico.
Just the first 4 months of this year, the Texas Department of Public Safety has seized 95 pounds of fentanyl. That's more than 21 million lethal doses.
Abbott saying that's enough to kill every person in the state of New York. This is USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
Millions of Americans can't wait to hit the roads this holiday weekend.
AAA says this weekend will be huge for travel. More than 37 million Americans are expected to hit the road over the holiday, a 60% increase from a year ago. However, that is still nearly 6 million fewer travelers than before the pandemic. The travel group notes that a pandemic-induced pent-up demand for travel is the leading cause of the expected increase, though they remind travelers to continue to take safety precautions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NFL is allowing its vaccinated players to return to a prior normal. The NFL announcing updated vaccine protocols on Wednesday for players that have been fully vaccinated. The protocols for all players who have been fully vaccinated to return to work similar to how they were prior to the pandemic. Players who have not been vaccinated will still be subject to current restrictions. An agreement was made between the league and its players association. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Closing arguments are taking place for Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant on trial for the 2018 stabbing death of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. As far as Rivera's defense as to how Tibbetts got in the back of his trunk, Mark Eglash is a former prosecutor. He says the story Rivera's telling just doesn't add up.
What the defense is doing is what we occasionally see on a football field. We call it a Hail Mary, yeah. Right? When your back's against the wall, when you're desperate, when you know defeat is inevitable, you got to do something. So he took what he could not dispute, scientific evidence proving her blood was in his vehicle, his confession, video evidence showing him at the scene, and he weaved a story that loosely is based upon the facts.
Rivera testifying that two masked men forced him to circle Tibbetts while she was jogging. He then says he blacked out, and when he came to, Tibbetts' body was in the trunk of his car. The Treasury Department says nearly 60,000 stimulus checks that were sent to dead people have been returned. The funds sent back totaled $72 million. The checks were returned as part of the first round of stimulus payments sent under the CARES Act last March. The Treasury Department saying most of the checks were voluntarily returned by October 1st, and they constituted the vast majority of all returned checks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.